State lawmakers will be deciding this year whether to make every student in an Arizona district and charter school eligible to use taxpayer money to go to private schools. State Senator Debbie Lesko, a Peoria Republican, yesterday introduced Senate Bill 1431, which phases in eligibility for what the state calls Empowerment Scholarship Accounts, or ESAs, over 4 years. Right now, they're limited to foster and adopted children, students with disabilities, those in schools rated D or F by the state, and a few other groups of kids. Senator Lesko joins me. And Senator, to you, what are some of the highlights of this measure?
Well, I think ESAs are a win-win for the student and the taxpayer because it allows the parent to choose the best educational option for their child, and it also saves taxpayers $4,300 per year per student. So that's why I'm sponsoring it.
Now, critics for a long time have complained about this kind of program and are doing so again, saying that it takes money out of public schools. You're taking money, students basically take the money with them where they go, as opposed to the state funding public schools. How do you respond to criticism like that?
I think it's a false narrative that has been used for decades against charter schools. So ESAs will work the same as if a student left a district school and moved to a charter school. The money moves with the student to the charter school. The same will happen with ESAs. If a child leaves a district school and uses an ESA, the money will follow the child. And, you know, that's fair. Why should the district school, who no longer is teaching that child, continue getting money?
How do you square that with all of the efforts that Governor Ducey has brought up in his State of the State speech, where he wants to put a lot of money into classrooms, both into teacher raises and other classrooms? It seems like this is maybe a little bit at odds with that.
No, I don't think so at all. I think it complements it. So ESAs are capped at 5,500 students out of 1.1 million students. So really now it's just a small number of students that will be able to get an ESA. But it's another choice for parents, just like we have open enrollment in district schools now and charter schools. This will be another option for parents. And so we can do both. We can increase funding for traditional district schools, and we can add ESAs.
If your bill becomes law, do you have a sense of how many students and their families would be using this program? I mean, it would presumably be a fairly large jump from where we are now, just sort of by default, right, because of eligibility.
Well, the cap on the ESA program, there is a cap in law of 55 students, so it couldn't be more than 55 students. And that's really a minuscule amount of students out of the 1.1 million students. Right now, there's 3,500 students on ESAs. Most of them are special needs children. So I assume that it may jump to 5,500, and that's the current cap. So you can't exceed that cap.
That cap goes away in a couple of years, though, doesn't it?
It goes away in 2020 if we don't extend it, but certainly there's going to be talks about extending it or, you know, some type of cap.
Do you think it should be extended?
I think it's going to be part of the negotiation process. As you know, in the legislature, we need 16 votes in the Senate and 31 votes in the House, and of course the governor's vote. So it's all part of the negotiation of how to pass the bill.
Do you think that if this bill becomes law, that there would be more charter schools opening, more private schools opening potentially?
I think that's a possibility. I mean, if it's capped at 5,500 students, there's not going to be that much movement. I don't think it's going to be that dramatic. But it does, again, provide another choice in addition to the choices we have now. And parents love choice. My daughter has young children. I have two young grandsons. And I've talked to her friends at different events, and I've asked them, would you like this choice? And they said, absolutely. They want to be able to decide where to send their child to school and how to educate them. And they want that choice. Why should we lock them in to something that may not be working for their child?
State Senator Debbie Lesko, thank you very much.
Thank you.